TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Charlotte from Guide Dogs, back with another update from our Buddy Dog service. I've had a busy few weeks with some really nice stories to share. I spoke on the last update about Patrick, a Labrador Cross Golden Retriever who I just matched with an 8-year-old boy. I'm delighted to say that Patrick has now officially qualified as their buddy dog. The boy is getting out and about more and is keen to go on walks, which he was more reluctant to do before having Patrick. He has also taken Patrick into school to present him for show and tell, helping to educate other children on guide dogs and buddy dogs. One of the benefits of having a buddy dog is that it can allow children to speak positively about their vision loss with their peers, as well as opening up opportunities for interaction. After all, having a dog is a great way to start a conversation and break the ice. Patrick has built a fantastic bond with his match and even sleeps on the bottom of his bed. He will also wait by the back door every day for the boy and his brother to get home from school, and they have playtime in the garden every day. The family have taken Patrick on days out to the beach, and he's even been for a hike up a mountain. The family have said that even though it's only been a month, they cannot imagine life without Patrick, and that he has brought a huge amount of joy and companionship for their son. Seeing partnerships thrive is the best part of the job for me, so I was very pleased with this match. I will catch up with the family in 3 months' time to see how everything is going, and I'm sure they will have plenty of adventures to tell me about. On the topic of three-month updates, I caught up with Angel's family, who I matched back in December. Everything is going well, aside from the fact that she's taking a new liking to eating cowpats. Although our dogs come with a lot of training, they are still dogs and like to disgrace themselves on occasion. I advised avoiding rural walks for now and sticking to parks, and gave some advice on toothbrushing to help with her smelly breath. Despite her minor misbehaviours, on the whole, the partnership is going very well. Angel is a wonderful friend to their son and loves running around with him in the garden, and he loves throwing the ball for her when out on walks. Angel is a very affectionate girl and will curl up on the sofa with him when he's had a difficult day at school. Another successful partnership that I'm delighted to be supporting. This week, I've also assessed and accepted a black Labrador Cross Golden Retriever called Celeste, who was deemed unsuitable to continue in guide dog training because she did not like wearing the guiding harness. This is a common reason why dogs end up coming into the buddy dog scheme rather than progressing as guides. Her trainer had done a lot of work on trying to get her used to it, but she had a long history of not liking wearing equipment since she was a tiny pup. She is otherwise a fantastic girl, calm, placid and gentle, so it was a very easy decision to accept her as a trainee buddy dog. I have a family in mind to match her with, but I need to spend a little more time with her first to really get to know her before I commit to this match. That's all for now. I'll catch you on another update.
TNF Soundings.